going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliable.com. We'll come...
One more.
Well, yes, sir. First. And then we'll come back and do an AMA. AMA is about 20 minutes away. Get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Really good calls the last couple of days. Let's do that again in 20 minutes. You can also text us or tweet us. Hey, I want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or, if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Netflix is coming out with another starting five. That's when they follow the basketball.
The basketball, okay.
Yeah. This year's is going to be Jaylen Brown.
Cool.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Great.
Tyrese Haliburton.
All right.
And James Harden.
Great.
And I pray that they get James all the time.
Yeah.
Well, James was slowed down since he got older, though.
Maybe, but let's do a real one.
Yeah, let's follow James everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's follow James everywhere.
Because that's, at this point of the James saga, that's the more important and interesting part.
Yeah.
You know, he's not scoring 35 a game anymore.
Oh, that would have been great.
See what he's up to.
It would have been great to get Houston James.
That would have been really good.
It would have been great to get Houston
James. I imagine he's having some fun in Los Angeles, though.
Yeah.
But that's a good cast.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, a lot of those guys are still playing right now. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the MVP this year, so that's really cool. I'll be honest, I still haven't watched the first one, but
I don't remember the first. I don't think I watched the first
one. I might have watched a little bit of it, but obviously the Ant-Man, clip where he's talking about not being scared of anybody and he wants to play LeBron.
I did watch that.
And then that song comes on and he starts his Lamborghini and it's dang. That's a badass sequence right there.
He probably went in driving.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they used it when they beat the Timberwolves, I think, tweeted it when they beat the Lakers.
Yes.
And then I think they tweeted it again when they beat the Warriors.
So I'm trying to think
it's a cool 60 seconds of cinema right there.
I like watching. The only one I got on my dinner was the wide receiver one. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had to click off the track one. I was like,
Noah
Lyles is irritating.
He's a little irritating.
Yeah.
And maybe because he got the Grover mouth.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
they did a bad job with season two on that, too.
I didn't watch season two because
they
season one
forced it because of the Olympic timeline. Mm. And season one actually got good reviews, whatever.
Okay.
They forced season two. It was not well done.
We know you read the reviews, Gabe, so you would know.
Ready?
I think he writes the reviews.
He writes the reviews.
Not really.
What would Abe's name be? You know, because a lot of times when you do reviews, some of them are anonymous. And Abe, what is your review name?
What do you want? Movie goer 123.
His Rotten Tomatoes screen handle.
Yeah.
Is that what you're?
What's your name? Because we know you got one. we know you got one. Abe G.
Not that fast, but very furious.
Too long.
Something about how angry you are about everything. I've become
car chasing into space, something like that.
I'm a review writer now. I've become a Google reviewer.
Why? No, seriously.
Because the guy that delivered my landscape supplies asked me to.
Oh, now, if somebody... Now,
I've been asked before. I've never done it.
I've never, ever not written a review.
What?
Never not written it. If somebody asks me to do it, I'll always do it. Or do complete a survey or write a review for them. I always do that.
Yeah, but like that's if it's presented.
Yes,
right?
if they ask me to do it.
The guy just delivered the gravel and the bark, and he was like, hey, if you wouldn't mind going on Google
I'll do that.
Writing a review. And
I'll
if you name us by name, that's how we kind of get grabs. Like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I did it, and it felt great.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, that, yeah. If you,
and I ordered some flowers for Mother's Day, and they did a great job with delivery. I was like, well, let me let people know what a great job they did. So I did that. I got the guy's name this morning that delivered the Home Depot supplies. I'm gonna go write a review about him and the Home
Look
Depot
at you,
delivery.
Man.
I just you know
get Samaritan bunk.
I don't know if it's that. I just people need to know people are out there doing good work.
I agree with you. I agree. A lot
of businesses have incentives for those.
They do.
Reviews
exactly.
That's why, awesome and whenever I have a service or something, and somebody will say, well, sir, could you, I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I will actually go out and fill it out. Now, I'll make sure if I'm in the car, I'll make sure I do it in the car because then I'll forget.
Right. Otherwise, you'll forget.
Yeah, I'll forget. So I'm gonna sit here and do it right here.
I don't think I'll ever do a bad review.
Why?
I don't know. It seems.
Hold on, dog. You in the review game.
Well, I think I'm in the positive review game.
You can't have both ways, man.
And you might be right. Like, maybe I shouldn't have it both ways because people need to know either
way. I'm over talking crap. I can't write no bad review.
I
don't want nobody to lose their job
my review. Have you ever given a bad review to an Uber driver?
No.
Never?
No.
I gave one once. Almost died.
I don't want to give you a bad review because that review might be the one that gets you out of there.
I know, but that person maybe needed to be out of there. Like, there was three different instances where we almost got, like, T-boned on one ride. And it was from our house to the stadium, which is about a 15-minute ride. Like, three near-death experiences in 15 minutes is too many.
Yeah.
One is too many.
No, I've got...
Three is way too many.
I've gotten out
and
of
I was
a
like,
car.
Ah, this person needs one star.
I've gotten out of a car for a reason. But that's what
you thought they were high or something?
No. I knew you were high.
Oh, yeah.
Your whole
damn
car smelled like it. I don't want to ride with
I've
you.
I've been in that situation.
Yeah,
too.
I don't want to ride with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the negative ones, but I had to do it. I had to do it in that situation. One star. One star review.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe you don't need to be driving people. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
And it'll boost up the other people, too, I think. I don't know how it works. All right. So we got a Falcons midday grab bag. We'll see how many we get to. The more we get to, the worse they are. We're going to skip the first one quickly because we kind of talked about some preseason stuff already. Taking Kyle Pitts off the list. Which Falcons player has the most to prove this season?
Michael Penix.
Yep, that's the answer. It's Michael Penix Jr.
There ain't no Kyle Pitts part of this question.
Yeah, even with Pitts on there, and, you know, Pitts is probably, you know, you could debate that with Penix because he's in his fifth year and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's Michael Penix. He's the starting quarterback. He was a first-round draft pick last year. If he's good, they'll be good. I mean, the quarterback of the team who has proven nothing at the NFL level outside of three starts, I think is the answer to that question. The Falcons' leading sack getter will have double-digit sacks, bonus for a specific prediction on who you think it'll be.
Let's see.
Well, I do think they'll have a double-digit sacker this year. I do think they will.
Okay.
I think they will.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm thinking eight.
None of them?
I'm going to think eight. I think they have multiple eights.
Okay, all right.
I think they have multiple eights. I don't know if somebody's going to get to 10, but the pass rush is going to be better.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't not be.
I can't be right, I'll go with James Pierce.
Really?
Yeah. I'll go with James Pierce Jr., eight sacks.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's great if there's multiple other guys that are close to that.
I do think that.
Right?
I do think that.
Like, if James Pierce has eight, though, and then, like, the next leading guy has four?
No.
That's not good.
I think it'll be eight. I think it'll be three sevens.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere six.
Okay.
Then it'll be a whole bunch of guys with three and four. I think this is going to be a sack committee. I believe that.
And that's fine.
I believe
like,
that.
I care a lot more about that.
Once they get another year and learn more and more, because they're going to be learning – as they go.
Yeah, look, I mean, the team total is a lot more important to me than the individual's total.
And that's how I'm looking at it.
I think
Brandon Trice is going to give you five at least.
They just need to be top half of the NFL in terms of it.
Yeah.
They've been so bad for so long. Like, you've got to get back towards the middle of the pack before we can start talking about being, like, a truly great pass
rush.
Let's
say nine. I'll go nine.
I just feel like with the young – I don't think any of the young guys are going to have double-digit sacks. But I think with all of the different guys you have that are going to be rushing the passer and maybe, I don't know, some leads. Maybe they'll have some leads this year, so there'll be some pass rush situations. I think Leonard Floyd could get to double digits.
He could.
I think Leonard Floyd could get 10 sacks.
He could.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Leonard Floyd leads the team with 10 sacks.
Nothing wrong with that. What's the next one?
Why don't you read the next one?
Where are we at? How many games? Oh, put it in front of your microphone, Randy. How many games do you think it will take to win the NFC South? The Bucs won the last three, 10-7, 9-8, and 8-9. I'm going to say that the NFC South, you can win the NFC South with a 9-8 record.
You think so?
Yep.
I think it'll take 10.
You think so?
Yeah. You got to, like, I mean, I don't think the Bucs are going to be significantly worse than they were last year.
No, I don't either.
No.
I don't either.
I think the Bucs can get right to, like, 9 or 10. 8, 9, or 10, somewhere in there. And, again, the Falcons beat them twice last year, and they still won 10.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, I think the team that – again, it's not a good division.
No.
I think we all understand that. And the Saints are probably worse than they were.
Yes.
The Panthers are probably a little bit better than they were, but not that much better.
Yes.
And they were really bad. So, you know, how much of a difference is that really? I think the Falcons can get to 10.
I think they can get to 10.
And can win the division if they get to 10. It's crazy that the Bucs have won it 3 years in a row.
Yes.
After what happened before that, obviously. The Super Bowl that they won with Tom Brady. As opposed to Tom Brady, they've still made the playoffs and won the division every single year since then. But yeah, I think
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It'll take 10 to win the NFC South. It took 10 to win it last year, and the division was bad.
It was awful last year.
And it took 10 to win it.
Yeah. So I'm going to say 9, though.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll answer your questions on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.